The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. We are in March already, and what I say is, think you need to think about listing your home in March where you can forget about the March madness. As you all know, I only talk about real estate, but I had to figure a way to get into bringing March Madness into the conversation. So I'm going to give you some reasons why to list in March, but first I want to introduce a guest. We have Stuart, who is a business consultant, knows, I think, everything about real estate, about building, about buying, about selling. He's been so much fun to talk to, I thought we'd make him part of the program. So, Stuart, I know that you have just recently had the privilege of listing and selling your home. Tell us about it a little bit.
Well, kind of traumatic, 29 years of ownership of a home, and finally the decision was made to part ways. Your counsel was great. Obviously, this was not in the Maryland area, so I couldn't use you to list my home, unfortunately. But you were the behind-the-scenes coach warming me up on the bench and who I needed to pick. The most stressful part was picking the right agent. Because the right agent, in this case, you know, if you don't mind if I mention him.
Please.
Dave Batty of the Batty Colo team up in Wayne, Pennsylvania. They just made it easy. Your counsel and getting to that right team and what to look for in an agent made the process easy. Because once I signed with them, it was done. It literally was, everything was out of my hands. They handled every process. They explained it along the way. They made it smooth, and thanks to their wonderful efforts, in 72 hours, we had 25 showings, 7 offers, all over asking, and we actually just closed last week, which was, I think, 3 weeks after. And it was seamless, absolutely seamless.
It was seamless. But to get to that seamless point took a little bit more work than you're making it sound. How long before you actually listed the house, did you start preparing the house and describe some of those preparations?
Well, knowing that I was going to list the house at some point within a year, I started cleaning out the house, which started with trash bags, of course, and realizing that was a waste of time, started with a 30-yard dumpster, which I quickly filled, as well as just doing minor repairs. I wasn't looking to remodel the house in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, some of the personal choice colors might not have been up to today's, modern standard, shall we say. So we updated a few things, probably put maybe $5,000 into the house of just cleaning and freshening of paint and things like that, a few light fixtures, stuff like that. But yeah, 6 months before I got started and just started looking at each and every item in the house. And it's like, if I haven't touched it in a year, I don't need it. It goes in the trash or it gets donated or recycled or whatever. And that was a very that kind of prepared me actually for the sale personally.
Well, that's what's so important, because by the time you put it on the market, your agent gave you a really good comment, and he said, "You've done all the work. You've made my job easy." Mm-hmm. And this is where we try to get homes when we're selling, is to get it to the point where when a buyer walks in, they see not your stuff, but they see the house. As Stuart said, maybe it just needs a coat of paint. Maybe the light switches need changing. A lot of little things, deep cleaning, mm-hmm. those kind of things. Paint it neutral. But you've heard me say this also, that with some of my unique properties that have unique decor in them, I don't have them do neutralize it because it's already done well. And if it is designed well and it's an unusual home, it's a completely different story. So if you need advice on how to get your home ready for sale, when's the best time to sell it, any of those kind of questions or just general questions about the process, you can always reach me at 410-530-2400. So we were talking about the best time to list a house. And the best time to list a house is when you are ready and when your house is ready. It really doesn't make a difference what season it's in. We sell houses every single day in every kind of weather, on every holiday just about, so that when you're ready, when your house is ready, that's the best time to do it. But March is a good time to list the house. And as I say, we don't want the madness in March. We just want a clean, easy sale. But think of some of the advantages that you have in March. You've got the weather's better. You don't have to deal with the snow and the salt, which tracks your house up. You also don't have to deal with the extreme heat, which makes it less costly to list your house right now because you don't have to keep the high temperatures on and you don't have to keep the house cooled in the summer. So these are some things to think about it. But if this is not, if your house is not that way, if your house is ready right now, today is the best day to list. So if you're thinking about it, let's talk about listing your house. What were some of your fears, Stuart, going into thinking about selling the house, which, as you said, was probably more than a year ago?
Oh, yeah.
How did you prepare yourself? I know you did a lot of work on that.
I talked to you a lot. That's how I prepared myself. There's a lot of things that went through my mind about, you know, obviously one of the keys, depersonalize the house a little bit, which is kind of tough to do sometimes because you're taking picture family pictures and mementos and things and packing them away and getting them out of the house. But it's kind of a cleansing. That really is what prepared me for the sale. The fears are, you know, we go live, and it's kind of funny because my agent Dave called me and he says, all right, we're live. And we had set up the online showing requests. Mm-hmm. So I would get texts, you know, and I could accept or decline a request, which is kind of a neat little feature. And my phone dinged, I think it was 11 or 12 minutes after the listing went live. And that was the end of my fears about people actually wanting to see the house. And my phone did not stop dinging for the next 48 hours. It was constant, people trying to see the house at all hours. And, you know, something that was interesting to me, you know, I haven't sold a house in a long time, but you hear the stories about inventory is low. It's, you know, it's a seller's market, but you really don't know until you go and sell your house. And people were rushing in. Now, this is Thursday afternoon. It got listed Thursday morning to get in there Thursday afternoon or first thing Friday or during the day Friday. And Friday was crazy. And it dawned, you know, for me, it was a little crazy because I'm thinking, why aren't there more Saturday showing requests? And my agent's like, because the house will be sold by Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, like, I think you're crazy. He says, oh, no. And the people that bought the house, the best offer was the first showing on Friday morning.
Well, one of the things that Dave, who obviously is a really good agent,
he is.
He has been selling for a long time. I think it's his own company. Mm-hmm. He doesn't play around.
No.
He has done his market analysis. Now, what I used to say at one time, sometimes I still do, that there's some agents that underprice the house, mm-hmm. waiting for those multiple offers so that they can get 15, 20 showings in the first 2 days. You've got to be careful with that because you probably are definitely losing you're leaving money on the table because mm-hmm. it's real. What we're taught as agents, list as low as you can, get them sold as fast as you can,
sure.
and move on to the next one. Make sure you know your real estate agent's track record and what's going on. That's a huge thing. So if I didn't know you and you said you had just listed your house on Thursday and you had, you know, dozens of showings already, mm-hmm. I'd probably say, did you reconsider a little bit that maybe you've got it priced too low? Mm-hmm. But I think Dave priced it right on the spot. Mm-hmm. The people saw the value in it that day. It was, as he said, you'd done his work for him. You walked into your house and it was pristine. And that made a difference. So all the everything came together with that listing.
And the timing was right, there's no doubt.
Yeah, and I love hearing the positive stories because so many times we just hear what goes wrong. You know, the moving truck didn't show up, the painter didn't show up, they fell through the ceiling, you know, we found termites, all right. of these things. You, one of the good things, there's some people who pay for their house when they live in it. Mm-hmm. By when something is wrong, they correct it. Right. There are other people who wait until they're ready to move, and then they replace the washing machine and the hot water heater and the curtains and the carpet. They're paying for it at that time. Of course, your way is better because you get to enjoy right. living in that house that entire time.
Yeah.
So
there's no doubt. It's funny you bring up pricing. It was one critical concern of mine. It's like, I don't want to price it too high, but I also don't want to give the house away. I don't want to be too low because, as you say, the offers will rush and you'll get all excited. You'll pick one. So one of the things that Dave did is when we first sat down, excuse me, was he had a list of the last 20 sales in the neighborhood, which went back quite a ways because there's not a lot of homes for sale in the area. Along with the pictures and the listing, why did the house sell for what it sold for? This house should have sold for more, but it wasn't maintained. This house had antiquated mechanicals. This house sold for more than anybody asked because look at all the things they did, and so on. Additionally, there were only 5 houses for sale in my neighborhood. 3 have been on the market forever, way, way overpriced, mm-hmm. and 2 others. One that was run down and one that was probably about the same as mine. We priced my home a little above that one house that kind of fit. It was actually the same model home. Mm-hmm. Didn't have quite as many features, but we listed a little higher. Had a few more recent updates. And slowly but surely, we came to a conclusion, and we clearly hit it right on the nose because the offers were right around where we wanted. We ended up getting over asking by a good chunk. Several with escalation clauses came in and so on. So it was kind of interesting.
I'd like to ask you after the break how you were able to make the decision of which one of those contracts to take. You are listening to All About Real Estate. If you'd like to talk to us right now, 410-922-6680, and you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. You're listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or Call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized. Stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call us, 410-922-6680. Before I get to back to Stuart and how he chose his offer, I want to tell you about a few of the properties I have. After all, you want to know what I have for sale. You want to know what buyers I have. And even though you can go to my website, margaretrome.com, you can find all of this information. Let me tell you about a few of them. And by the way, if your home is listed with me, you are welcome to call in and tout it. One of the things that I like to do with so many of you is ask you to write a letter to the house, because you can really get your feelings out. And I just got a wonderful letter just yesterday on a new property that I'm listing. I'm not going to read it to you, but you can go to my website and it should be up before the night is over. This is a piece of property well over 7 acres. Private, wooded, and the owners have grandchildren, so they're not young. This is their childhood home, and they wrote a letter explaining how they grew up and the gorgeousness of the property, the playhouse that was built when she was 5 years old. It's really kind of lovely to look at this property. And I love the name of it. She explained that the name of the property is Halcyon. And Halcyon is just history of being really, really happy. And that's how she describes the house. So if you're thinking about building, if you've got a builder or you are a builder, this could be your land. Over 7 acres. It is as secluded as you can get, still having neighbors within a few acres away, convenient to everything, convenient to 695 and 83 in Falls Road, and just perfect seclusion. And I think this is going to be perfect. This is one of the few places that you can have a gated home. It's big enough. It's got its own driveway, your own little gated community to build whatever kind of home that you would like. If you're thinking about building, if you are a builder, if you've got a builder, call me. Let's talk about that. It's not that usual and not that often that we have land for sale. Love to talk to you about that. Let's get back to Stuart and I'll tell you more later. You had numerous offers.
Yes.
What, maybe a half a dozen?
We had 7 offers total.
Okay, 7. And this is in the first week. We're only talking about just a couple of days.
48 hours.
Okay, yeah. So when the first offer came in, you said?
I was excited, obviously. Dave and I spoke, you know, before we even listed the house, like, what are you looking for in an offer? Because it's not just price. Are there contingencies? How long till settlement? Is this a cash offer? You know, these are the kinds of things that, you know, we had a very frank discussion about, that speed was a little more important to me than ultimate dollar. I was ready to move on. The house was cleaned out and, you know, it was time. I didn't want to, it's almost like you don't want to make anything dirty again after you've cleaned everything once. So offers started to come in. First offer was slightly above asking. Met all the criteria, reasonable settlement time, a decent size of earnest money down in a reasonable amount of time. And then it escalated from there, offer after offer, very quickly. Then we got a very strong offer that had a couple minor contingencies, nothing major, and a little later settlement date. But ultimately, the offer, we took one out for a variety of reasons. One, it was an all-cash offer.
Mm-hmm.
Which immediately, you know, makes you start to get excited, because it's like, I don't have to worry about financing. And everybody, by the way, proved the ability of financing. Everything was pre-approved. There was nothing about it. The other thing that was interesting is they were the largest down payment, or escrow, rather, in the shortest time. Everybody else was like, well, $10,000 in 5 days and another $10,000 in 5 days. This was $30,000 in 3 days. Which impressed me, frankly. Is it worth anything? It's worth the paper it's printed on until the money shows up. No contingencies, waived everything. And the other interesting thing, which I would have never thought to do, is when the house hit the market on Thursday, they didn't have a buyer's agent. They called my agent and had him show them the house, which saved me a percentage for a buyer's agent. So I ended up netting more in the sale because of that, which I didn't really think too much about because we had other offers with escalation clauses. So fast forward, everything looks interesting. So the offers with escalation clauses would have technically offered me more, but netted me less because of no buyer, you know, that 1%, which was very smart of the people who bought the house. So what sealed the deal for me, frankly, and took all the fear away, is that this was Sunday we got the offer. They had till Wednesday to deposit the earnest money. At 9:17 on Monday morning, the money was there. That was it. I mean, these people, they were prepared to buy a house. I mean, you talk about preparing to sell a house. They clearly prepared to buy a house. They had their finances in order. They had proof of all their finances, which they showed my agent before he showed them the house. Because before he could say to them, are you approved for a mortgage? They said they're a cash buyer and sent him copies of all the financials to prove they could do it. So they were ready. They were motivated. They put in what turned out to be the best offer, not necessarily in dollars, but in net value to me in speed, time, and frankly, without any aggravation whatsoever. Final walkthrough was smooth as silk.
One of the other things I remember you telling me, that you had taken everything that you wanted from the house.
Yes.
And the things that you didn't want, some furniture that you couldn't use, accessories. You put in there that they conveyed with the house, which also made it easier because when your house was actually sold, you didn't have to then get the moving. You were ready to go when the house sold. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty amazing. But I think that the buyer, who basically, if they were in Maryland, would not be represented because they are working for you. And I'm not sure about the laws in other states. You really came out with the best deal because you had a real estate agent working totally for you.
Right.
And then he had control of that buyer and he could get, he knew what you needed.
Yep.
He knew what you wanted. He knew what would make the deal. And apparently he also conveyed that very, very well to all of the buyers. I mean, many times people will call and say, well, they negotiate the price. Can we get it for less? And I said, tell you what, put it in writing and I'll present it. Don't negotiate on the phone. Put your money where your mouth is. And the fact that, well, when I do it, when I'm working with a buyer, is I have a check from them already made out, and my what we call EMD, my earnest money deposits, are much higher than everyone else's, as you can see. Pat made a difference here, but the way we're taught, I mean, there's some agents that will put 1% down,
right,
or 5% down. Not that it makes any difference, because if you're within your timeline, if you, the buyer, do what you're supposed to do, and the home inspection doesn't work out, your mortgage doesn't work out, you will get that money back if you follow the contract. But when a buyer, when a seller sees, oh, I've got a huge earnest money deposit, I have proof of funds with the people's bank statement or a letter from the lawyer, and the terms of when you're going to sell and that you're when you can take possession. I've even seen, which is a really good idea, buyers, ask your buyer's agent to find out what terms the seller want. Not so much the price, but when do they want to move? Mm-hmm. What settlement date would you like us to put down, as opposed to saying, I want to sell and I want to move in 30 days and the seller's, you know, got obligations for another couple of months. Sometimes you can get a better value by making those terms
right
for the seller.
Oh, absolutely. When we were looking at the offers, settlement date played a part in it.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And so that is a great way for you to negotiate and be one up maybe on the next buyer, because you've got a creative agent working for you who has found out, if they can, what the seller needs, what date, how much, earnest money. Some people waive home inspections. You know, you have to know which, and it depends on the market, what you have to do and what you don't. Now, if it's a total buyer's market, you know, you can do all kinds of things. It's a different market out there. And what you need is, what I say, how do you know when it's a good market and when it's a bad market? When your house sells, it's a really good market. And when your house doesn't sell, it's not. You can't go by the news that you hear about whether it's a good market or it's not a good market. And again, when you are ready, when the house is ready, that's the time to sell. But as agents out there, you need to know a lot about your seller. Lots of things. What's important? you need to mark things. If you've got a chandelier that you absolutely can't part with it because it was grandmother's, uncle's, or whatever, you need to make that clear that that's excluded. But I also ask, well, they don't want the chandelier. So I say, okay, we're going to leave it there. And when I'm showing the house, I will say to somebody, or somebody will say, oh, does that chandelier stay? I said, I don't know. Let me ask the seller. If I already know it's not going to stay, you know, the answer is no, you can't have it. It's excluded. But if you know it's it'll go either way, just say, do you like the chandelier? And I've had them say, no, that's really ugly. And I'll say,
well, you're in luck. It's not included.
It's not included. What would you put there instead, as opposed to, oh, no, we really love it. It goes with the house. And I think, let me see if I can get it for you. There are different subtleties of how you negotiate. It really has to do with the experience of your real estate agent and the rapport that you've got. If you don't have that rapport with your real estate agent, it's a completely different ball game. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk more about real estate after we take a break. Again, you're listening to All About Real Estate, Margaret Rome, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
An approaching front is going to result in showers and thunderstorms to wrap up the weekend today. There'll also be some strong wind gusts out of the south at times, near 30 to 40 miles per hour as the high hits 67. Tonight, windy with more rain falling. The low should drop down to 50 overnight. Showers will exit early tomorrow. Then a few breaks in the clouds through the afternoon as winds gust out of the northwest and the high hits 58 degrees. Temperatures begin to rebound under sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 65 and dry with a high in the mid-60s for Wednesday. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important, especially if you're age 65 or older. Better to act sooner rather than later if you want to maintain or enhance your brain's health. Hello, I'm Kevin, president of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. I'm excited to offer you a free guide filled with tips for better brain health and important facts about dementia, care planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Since it's all about real estate, I want to share a few more properties that I have for sale. I have a spectacular contemporary home in the woods that is probably one of the nicest contemporaries I've ever been in. The outside really joins the inside when you're in the room. There's glass high glass windows. There is decking that is accessible from each and every room on the first floor. That's amazing. We're talking about the primary bedroom. We're talking about even the bathroom's got a door to the decking, which goes all the way around. This also is sitting on over 2 acres. It is in a gated community. It is in the Greenspring Valley area. High ceilings. Primary bedroom suite is probably the largest space I've seen in any home. In addition to that, gorgeous kitchen, gorgeous living room, dining room, sun porch. There is an upstairs that has a separate wing with 4 bedrooms and 2 full baths up there, plus a playroom or den. And there's a bridge that goes over to another huge room that these people used as double offices. They could be for anything. That room also has a half bath in it. And I think the one thing about the house that it's unusual, aside from it being very contemporary and beautifully, it shows wonderful, is that there is parking there for up to 6 cars. You've got a 2-car garage on the main level, and you've got a 2-to-3-car garage on the lower level, and you've got a 1-car garage, which they use for a different reason, but so many ways. They're using it for motorcycles or for bicycles, or make a great any kind of mechanical room that you have access straight from the outside inside. If you are thinking about living in a gated community in Greenspring Valley, zip code is 21153. Give me a call. You're working with an agent. Give me that agent's name, and I'll be happy to call for you or have the agent call. I would love to share it with them. So that's one of the really special homes I have. Another home that I have is in the Greengate area. It is a colonial. It's a 5-bedroom, 3.5 bath. It has a screen porch. It's got a first floor family room, which could be an office or another bedroom. It's got a wood burning fireplace. It has an open living room, dining room area, which was recently changed. I'm about to have new pictures taken of that, and that should happen this week. So that one is at 2322 Sugar Cone in Greengate. And if you have questions about any of these, give me a call and let's talk about it. 410-530-2400. And I think there's a friend that might be listening. If they are, I just want to say hi to Lisa and Evan. And Stuart, let's go back to some of the other tidbits that you've got to share with the listening audience.
Well, before I do that, I have to say I saw that listing on the Contemporary Home, and I'm drooling over the garage space. I'm in multiple garages in multiple locations so that you can segregate your toys from your daily as a car nut. These are the things that appeal to me. Plus, one of the garages would be like a wash bay. It had hot water in there and everything. It was beautiful. All I could think about is in there in the middle of the winter washing my car inside. And what a neat home. And the location was just beautiful to me.
That garage that you're talking about also has a bathroom in it.
Oh, my. Okay.
I don't know if you saw that.
I'm not interested in buying another home. I'm done with buying homes for a while, but don't tease me like that.
Okay. So instead of a regular, powder room sink, it's got a big, a mechanic sink.
Right.
For working in the cars.
That's for any car nut in the world, that is the dream, is to have a garage that you can work in year round and get washed up and do all those things without making a mess in your home. So that's just fantastic to me.
I had the privilege of showing this house yesterday, and it was so much fun watching this family discover the home. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I said, because the house is so big and goes all over the place, and but beautifully designed, I said, what's the most important thing to you in a home? Because I wanted to know, you know, if, is it the garage? Is it the kitchen? Is it the sunroom? Is it, you know, the accessibility? And the comment came out, we really love living in a house that brings the outdoors in. Okay.
Well, that house certainly does that.
So what I did, instead of taking them to the kitchen or the garages, we went out to the balcony, showed mm-hmm. all the access from each and every room, how it was landscaped, how there was a stream down at the bottom. I had a plat of the property so they could see it. Mm-hmm. I also had a floor plan. They were more interested in how the outside worked with the inside. So each time I show one of these homes, it's shown completely different. You know, somebody mm-hmm. may say, I need a first floor primary bedroom, or we love to cook, that kind of thing. You mm-hmm. gear it to them. They kept saying, well, I'm a crafter. I need a studio. She says, I could use this. They were still on the first floor.
Right. That house has every space for that.
Yes. You can,
oh my goodness.
Whether it's upstairs, on mm-hmm. the main floor, downstairs, there are crafting rooms. What does he need? He needs, he's an engineer. He needs a workshop. Well, he had numerous places there.
Yeah.
She says, the kids need their own space. Well, there's a whole wing
right.
with four bedrooms and two baths and a big room. That's the kids' space, and it's completely separated. I need an office. I need. So again,
check all the boxes.
You know,
off,
a lot of people just put a lockbox on the house
mm-hmm.
And have a go and show, and you have that showing service like you have, which I have also.
Mm-hmm.
So the seller gets a call. Hey, you've got right. a showing. You know nothing about them.
Right.
You just are there and let them in. I do it a little differently. I do show my own homes. I don't
That's
do
great.
Lock boxes unless it's really maybe.
Unless it's remote, yeah.
It's remote or I know it's.
No, I understand.
Different circumstances. So the wonderful thing about real estate is that there's so many different ways that people do real estate. Now, there's some people that say, I don't need you to show my house.
Right.
Because it might annoy the real estate agents. They don't want you to be there.
Right.
I have other agents who say, what a pleasure. The house is already open. The security mm-hmm. system is already off. I don't have to turn lights on. We just show up, get my time going, and leave.
It's funny you say that because a couple of the comments that came back from showings on my house, so I knew when they were coming, 15 minutes before they were set to arrive, the heat was set at a reasonable temperature,
correct.
All the lights were on, in such a way to almost lead you through the house. Even the exterior lights were on, even though it was daytime, just to show everybody what was there. And the agents were commenting back in the listing feedback about what a pleasure it was to show the house and how easy it was to show the house. So they didn't have to do any work. And literally, I left a note that said, just leave everything as is when you leave, and I'll take care of it. And that seemed to help a little bit. You know, you talk about what's important to people. So I've been trained in sales a million different ways, Sandler Selling, Dale Carnegie, all these other sales training courses in my lifetime. And I've trained dozens and dozens of sales teams, some in real estate even, with some of the Keller Williams offices over the years. What's interesting to me is that people don't spend the time to find out what someone's looking to buy and why.
And that's any kind of a sale.
No, it doesn't matter. A car, a house. You're looking to buy a new suit. What is it? What's it for?
Right.
Is it for a funeral? Well, it's a black suit.
Hold that thought. We are at another break. This is Margaret Rome with this wonderful business consultant who... I don't know another name to give him because he's so knowledgeable about so many things, but I'm delighted to have him here.
My pleasure.
If you guys have any questions about real estate, I'm not giving you much time to call in now, but you can reach me after the show if you want to share a unique thing about your home or about your how you do things. I'd love to hear about it. We are going to break. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. However you're getting around these days, I remember when we were driving in your car. Plug in WCBM in the morning and afternoon for traffic and weather. Charge your day with 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. I want to tell you about another home. I hope I have time to do that. I've got a very special 5-bedroom colonial that is in absolutely move-in condition, a 2-car garage, beautiful, huge kitchen, living room, dining room, open floor plan, huge lower level. And the bonus to this home is that it has an elevator in it. Elevator was built at the same time as the house was built, so it's not an add-on. And somebody says, well, I don't think I want that. Think about what's going to happen in the future. Think about maybe there's a grandma who wants to come when you have a new baby, and look how easy it would be for her to go up and down that. And you also don't know when you're going to have a sports injury. So many different reasons, along with think about when you've got that heavy piece of furniture that you need to get upstairs or downstairs. This elevator's big enough to do that. So if you are thinking about a really wonderful colonial, 4 to 5 bedrooms, upstairs laundry, open floor plan, double car garage, elevator, and a full shower room for accessibility, which just doesn't have to be for accessibility. The people who live there use it to wash their dogs. And
that's perfect.
So, there's just so many different ways that you can use a different houses. If you're interested, this one is in the Park of Mount Washington, Baltimore County. It's located at 2007 Thistlewood Road, and that is off of Smith Avenue, if you have any questions. Meanwhile, we're at the end of the show. Stuart, is there anything that you want to wrap it up with?
Well, I'll give you one thing.
Just, go ahead.
You mentioned March Madness. I know all the Maryland fans are a little upset. The 1-point loss to Michigan yesterday was just heartbreaking. So unfortunately, in the Big Ten, that's it for Maryland this year. I know I was with a few people yesterday who were not pleased about that outcome.
Okay.
So sometimes March Madness can be heartbreaking.
Yeah, but the neat thing about it is it's so unique, and there's so many... You know, so many teams get to play, 68 teams that get to play.
It's amazing, everybody with the pools. And every year there's one person that picks it perfectly. And so many of us try and pick the pool and don't last two rounds. So anyway.
Okay. So to keep this in real estate, think about your new home with the big screen TV and sitting around watching
with all your friends, having a drink, relaxing. I love it.
Just make sure that the madness is in March Madness, but not in the real estate. No allowance for that.
There you go.
We are out of time. I want to thank you so much for sharing. I hope you'll consider coming back on.
Absolutely.
Even as a regular sometime.
I'd love to.
We'd just come up with topics. And out there, if you guys have a topic that you would like to talk about, questions, let me know. Reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Have a wonderful week.
Radio 680 WCB.